I've worked on pricing strategy for the past 10 years. I've helped large B2B software companies sell million-dollar deals. I've helped companies with freemium products upsell to thousands of customers. And I've grown this very podcast by tweaking the price for podcast sponsorships. Not only that, I've spent years reading all the papers, articles, and books I could find on pricing. And all in all, I've got a database of 50 pricing tips that I think really work. Today, I'll share the 10 best pricing tips that I've found. All of them come from peer-reviewed papers. And I can pretty much guarantee that at least one of them will help you improve your price. All of that coming up. The podcast I'd like to recommend today is the D2C Pod, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. The D2C Pod is a podcast all about all the things direct to consumer. The hosts cover everything from starting, growing, and optimizing e-commerce stores and D2C brands. If you're interested in the stories behind your favorite consumer brands, this is a podcast for you. To start, I'd suggest checking out episode 318, which features the CMO of Feastables. So, listen to D2C Pod wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's get into it. I'm going to divide these 10 tips into three categories. The first category is setting your price. I have three tips here that can help you pick a better price. After that, we'll cover the elements that you need to add to your price to increase your appeal. There's three tips I've got for you there. And finally, we'll cover promotions. For that, I've got four tips that will help you create an irresistible offer. Okay, let's start with setting your price. Now, I can't help you set your price without knowing anything about your product or service. Frankly, you'll need to set your price independently by reviewing your costs, your competitors, and your strategy. But once you've got that, there are a few things you can do to boost the appeal of your price. Which leads to tip number one. When showing your price, try to break it down into smaller increments. Richard Shotton, in his book The Choice Factory, ran tests with customers looking to purchase a car. Some potential buyers saw the cost outright, so $40,000. Some saw the cost per day over the course of 10 years, so $11 a day. Those who saw the price broken down per day were 5 times more likely to rate the price as a good deal and were 50% more likely to buy. This doesn't only work for expensive products like cars. John Gorville in 2003 published a paper that found that cheaper items, like a mobile phone contract, was seen as more affordable when framed in daily terms rather than monthly or yearly terms. So the contract was seen as better value when shown as $1 a day rather than $30 a month. So when setting your price, consider showing a per day or per week equivalent to customers. Which leads to tip number two. When setting the price, don't opt for a round number. Michael Santos, a psychologist at the University of California, demonstrated this in his 1994 study. For this study, the researchers dressed up as street beggars and requested donations from pedestrians. Some of the researchers asked for rounded amounts, like please can I have a dollar or please can I have a quarter. Others asked for precise amounts, like please can I have 17 cents or please can I have 35 cents. Interestingly, those who asked for specific precise amounts received 60% more donations. 60% more. And that's even when they asked for more than the rounded amount. So asking for 35 cents gets more donations than simply asking for a quarter. Why? Well, the specificity seems more believable. It encourages more people to donate, and this has real-world implications. A 2008 study of 25,000 house sales across Florida found that homes that listed their sale price as an exact price, say $249,749, rather than say a rounded price, so $250,000, well, those with a specific precise price, they sold for more on average. Being precise increases the appeal of your price. So, ditch rounded prices, which leads very nicely onto the final tip in this category, which is 99 pence or 99 cents pricing. This pricing, also known as charm pricing, is really quite often dismissed by marketers as being a bit tacky or a bit cheap. But the research disagrees. One giant meta-analysis from 2003 studied charm pricing across 40,000 people. They found that charm pricing increases purchases without reducing perceived quality. 99 pence pricing seems to boost sales with no perceived hit to quality. In fact, Schotten and Boyd in 2023 did more research to back this point up. They asked participants to taste two types of chocolate. One was priced at 79p, the other was priced at 80p. They found that the charm-priced chocolate, the 79 pence chocolate, actually received a slightly higher taste rating despite being cheaper. So it's clear that charm prices don't reduce the customer's quality perception, which explains why, if you go to the Apple website, arguably the world's most popular premium brand, you'll see that all of their prices end in 9. Okay, those are three tips when setting your price. Break it down into smaller increments, be precise with your price, and use charm pricing. Now let's cover three more tips, and these tips are going to help you add elements to your price to help you sell more. The first is simple. Add an expensive, premium option that you don't expect customers to buy. This is known as a decoy price. So The Economist magazine did this in the early 2000s. They added a decoy option, which was more expensive, but offered less value than a cheaper option. After adding this decoy option, the amount of customers buying a more expensive package, so going up from the cheapest package to now the mid-range package, went up by 50%. The decoy option made the high price of the middle option seem more reasonable and more appealing. Researchers in 2018 found that this effect still holds true today. Experiments at the National Academic Press showed that introducing a hardcover book priced between 160 to 790% more expensive than the paperback increased paperback sales by 16.2%. So adding a more expensive premium option makes your standard option seem more appealing. So if possible, introduce a higher priced option into your pricing mix. The next element I'd suggest you add is some scarcity. You'll know that scarce resources are more popular than abundant resources, and some smart marketers have started to use this scarcity principle in their pricing. One study from the 2011 Journal of Marketing Research looked at soup sales at an American grocery store. Half of the stores had banners put up to encourage customers to buy soup. So these were standard ads that simply read, "Buy soup today." The other stores had the same adverts, but with one twist, an asterisk next to the ad, which said, "Limited to 12 cans per customer." Now, nobody was buying 12 cans of soup in the first place, so you might think that this message is fairly pointless, but that's not what happened. The limitation made the product seem scarce, and it increased sales by 112%. Capping how much a customer can purchase can increase sales, so consider adding some limits to your product availability. Now, the next tip will be fairly familiar to loyal Nudge listeners. Previously on Nudge, I've had the acclaimed researcher Sheena Iyengar share her famous research on limiting choice. In her infamous jam study from 2000, she found that limiting the amount of options a customer had from 30 choices to just 6 choices of jam, well, that increased sales by 10 times. Reducing choice increased sales. This was the case for jam sales in the early 2000s, but it also works today. Richard Chataway, in his 2020 book, shares work he did with newspapers. Now, this newspaper offered combinations of subscriptions for their online offering. They had dozens of different newspapers, dozens of different magazines, and loads of digital products. So all in all, there were over 120 potential options a customer could choose. Inspired by Sheena Iyengar's work, Richard Chataway encouraged the newspaper to reduce the number of choices from 120 right down to just 8. The sales team at the newspaper, well, they had a lot of doubts. Surely significantly reducing the options would reduce sales. That's what they thought. But they were wrong. After reducing the options, the newspaper saw a 5% uplift in sales. So, if you offer dozens and dozens of different choices, try to reduce the options. Sheena says that 7 choices, plus or minus 2, seems to work best. All right, we've covered setting a price, we've looked at how to add elements to your price to make it more appealing. Now let's finish with the promotions you can use to sell more. Those tips are coming up after this quick break. Finding a service solution that helps you better connect with customers and keep them happy can feel impossible. It's like trying to remember the name of someone you've just met at a networking event. I've made this mistake before, introducing a colleague to my new friend Dan, only to find out his name was actually Ian.
Being personal with your customers is important, but keeping on top of all that information can be very hard. That's where HubSpot's all-new Service Hub comes in. It brings service and success together on one powerful platform for the first time ever. It's got an AI-powered help desk and an AI-powered chatbot that handles frontline tickets fast. Plus, it comes with a customer success workspace that helps reps anticipate customer needs. Plus, it never forgets a first name. All of that can help you scale support and drive retention and revenue. That means better service and happier customers at every stage of the journey. Visit hubspot.com/service to do more for your customers today.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Nudge with me, Phil Agnew. So far, we've covered 6 pricing tips, 3 on setting a price and 3 on adding elements to that price to make it more appealing. Next up, I want to share 4 more tips for pricing promotions. The first is a vitally important tip that so few of us in business seem to know about. It is the rule of 100. See, when you're discounting your price, you have a choice. You can either show the percentage off, for example, saying this is 50% cheaper than before, or you can show the absolute amount that has been discounted. For example, this is £30 cheaper than before. Well, what's better, the percentage off or the absolute amount? Well, Eva Gonzalez in 2015 researched this exact problem, and she discovered that the way you frame your price, the choice between absolute amount or percentage off, it does matter. She says that when the discount equals a percentage that is under 100%, use the percentage. But when the discount equals an absolute amount that's over £100 or dollars off, use the absolute amount. So let me give some examples. You should show the percentage discount for any percentages under 100%. So 58% off, always show that. But don't bother showing a percentage if it's over 100%, so 158% off. It's just a little too hard for consumers to quickly grasp. And then if your absolute discount is greater than $100 or greater than £100, so for example, $132 off, you should show that. So always show the absolute amount if it is greater than 100, but if it's less than 100, stick to the percentage. That, according to these studies, makes the promotion seem much, much more appealing. But that is not the only tool to improve your promotions. A 2012 study by Rao and Chen looked at discount stacking. In the study, the researchers showed participants chopping boards for your kitchen. One group were told the chopping boards were on sale with 40% off the asking price. The second group were told that the boards had been discounted by 20%, but had since received a further 25% discount. So here's what's interesting. These two discounts are essentially economically identical. They offer pretty much the exact amount of money off. Yet, stacking the discounts, so saying it was 20% off and then it's been discounted 25%, that made the promotion seem better value. Customers perceived the stacked discount as a better deal and were more likely to buy. So, if you can, split your large discounts into multiple smaller discounts and stack them. It's also important to think about how you frame your discount. See, it's common just to give money off your price, but Uri Ghanizi in his 2023 book, Mixed Signals, suggests that there's a better way than just simply giving money off. He set up a study with prospective car buyers and asked them to compare promotions on different cars. Some saw a promotion offering $450 off the car's asking price. Others saw a promotion offering a free $250 gas card to spend on fuel. Now, obviously, the $450 off promotion is a better deal. You're getting an extra $200 of value. But customers didn't act as if that was a better deal. Uri found that the gas card was 2 times more effective at encouraging purchases than the $450 off. Now, remember, no two populations saw the same deals. They weren't able to compare. But individual populations saw one of each deal, and those who saw the gas card money off were more likely to make a purchase than those who saw the standard money off. So why is this? Well, tangible benefits, even of lesser monetary value, can be more compelling than direct cash discounts because these tangible benefits have some sort of salient value. A car buyer knows that they need fuel, so framing the discount in a way that satisfies the need for that can make the discount even more alluring than a standard promotion. Which leads me on to my final tip of the day. If you are offering someone something for free, perhaps a bonus product in a bundle, or simply a free product or service, don't say it's free. seriously. This insight comes from a 2020 study by two Korean researchers, Koo and Suk. They ran an online experiment in the US, UK, Canada, and South Korea. In the experiment, hundreds of participants would see two different types of promotions. Some would say that the bonus product or service is free, but others would see that the bonus product or service was available for $0. Now, they found that saying $0 appears to work best. In the 10 experiments that they ran, saying $0 was more effective as a promotion than saying it's free. Why? Well, $0 seems a bit more salient. It stands out. It's a simple yet effective way to improve your promotion. All right, that is my 10 tips. There's a lot to remember here, so let's quickly recap. Number one, when setting your price, break it down into smaller installments, like per day pricing. Number two, use precise pricing. Ask for a specific amount, not a rounded number. Number three, test out charm pricing with 99 or 9 endings. Number four, add a decoy product to upsell customers. Number five, add caps on how much a customer can buy to emphasize scarcity. Number six, reduce the number of options you have, preferably to plus or minus 7, which leads nicely on to number 7, which is to follow the rule of 100 for discounts. Number 8 was to stack your discounts rather than rounding them up. Number 9 was to frame your discount with tangible value, like a $250 gas card, over $480 off. And number 10, don't say it's free, say it's $0. Follow all these tips, and I guarantee you, you'll improve your price. But let's face it, the price you stick on your product or service is just one very small part of a wider puzzle. To persuade someone to buy, you'll need much, much more than just a good price. You'll need to understand persuasion. So, if you are still keen to learn more, then I have created something just for you. It is a 3-part email course teaching you the science behind persuasion. It covers 9 more studies that you can use to improve your marketing, to grab a raise, to sell more deals, or simply persuade your kids to go to bed. This course, which is spread out over 3 days, includes video lessons from me on each of these topics. And it costs £0. To sign up, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes, enter your email address, and you'll be sent the first email today. So make sure you click that link in today's show notes of today's episode. That is the only way to sign up. Enter your email and you'll get 9 more persuasion tips at the cost of £0 and $0. So I really hope to see some of you on the course. Okay, that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with another episode of Nudge. Cheers.